The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
Patio, they know great outdoor furniture isn't made just to fill your space. Great outdoor furniture is made for laughter, family and friends, for romance, and for quiet contemplation, as well as for rest and for play. That's why Payne's Patio carries the Mackinac line of Lloyd Flanders. Like the island that inspired its name, Mackinac features all-weather wicker in an open, airy feel. Mackinac provides for enjoyment of life's simple pleasures and meets your seating and relaxation needs with luxury class and deep seated cushioned comfort. Payne's Patio is proud to have this beautiful collection, including sofas, love seats, and lounge chairs in stock now. And the Payne's team is ready to help turn your outdoor space into your outdoor oasis. Payne's Patio, 3 miles south of the Bourne Bridge on Route 28 in Pocasset, and at PaynesPatio.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Payne's Patio, a family tradition of fine furniture since 1835. Payne's Patio.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show. strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Even if things can sometimes seem dark now, our future together is golden. Thank you all very much.
You make me sad. So be it.
But them's the breaks.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, you heard him, Pat. To which Pat said something, this is effing crazy.
Playing the game of quotes and misquotes, he said, she said.
Before I went out with the secondhand hearsay, which is going to get a lot of attention, I'd want to know what the firsthand witness has to say. Or
I think by the time she told us the story, it was technically we're in our third version. It's a third-hand account.
That testimony would not have been admissible in a courtroom.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500 844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to give us a call. And if you're worried about inflation, and who isn't, and you could use a little boost, a little shot in the arm for money, you can get $50. You could win $50 from my show every weekday and from Grace's show every weekday. And all you have to do is go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, click on just enter your name, or your email address on our site. And as long as you're on our email address, you will our email list, you will be entered to win $50 a day every weekday from my show and from Grace's show. And now it's time to announce today's $50 winner for gas money. Susan! From New Market, New Hampshire, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarrShow with instructions on how to collect. If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarrShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 twice a day, every weekday in gas money. 844-500-4242. A lot of stuff to get to here in this last hour, but let's take a call first. We haven't taken a lot of calls today. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. How are you? Hey, up in Berkshire County, we've got a district attorney, Andrea Harrington. She, her first couple weeks, she got pulled over driving without a license. Her license was suspended in the state of New York, I guess going up and down 87 to New York City to meet with the Soros group. She got popped a few times. So she recently, there was five people from, out of the area, shall we say, arrested in Pittsfield. Five guns, all illegal, obviously, because it's the only way you can get them, I guess, and 20,000 bags of heroin. A plea deal was reached. Gun charges dropped.
They always are.
And
that's why it's such
always
a joke. All these new gun laws—they're always dropped if the defendants are members of politically protected classes.
And as I tell everyone, hey, listen, if you're going to carry an illegal gun, just make sure you have 20,000 bags of heroin with you, because they'll definitely drop the gun charges. And then the charges of trafficking in heroin are dropped to a simple possession. So 20,000 bags of heroin dropped to simple possession. You know, two of the biggest scourges of the earth in our time are heroin, fentanyl, and illegal guns. And yet, both of them seem to be not an issue if you're a protected class, right?
Right. I agree. And so have they been sentenced yet, these victims of society?
Yeah, they have. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know they're probably double digits, 10 years, but that equates to probably, 6 months or so. I mean, you got the COVID and good time and blah, 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 good
right.
Boys, and they're getting to turn their life around. And
right. And what if Mara Healey's governor? I mean, she can pardon them next year, right? I mean, I hate to say it,
right.
But it's true.
That's probably already in the works.
Yeah, and I'm sure that I wonder if they're U.S. citizens, but it doesn't really matter. They can still vote for Mara in the November elections in Berkshire, at least in Berkshire County, I'm sure. Thanks for the call, Chris. I'll have to check into that one. Are you surprised? Is anyone surprised? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is a shocking bit of news. Ari Fleischer has a new book out. It's called Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong and Just Doesn't Care. So apparently somehow he was able to find out the political affiliations of the White House press corps, and it's only 12 to 1 Democrat. I'm surprised. I guess the good news, he writes, is that the ratio wasn't 24 to nothing like it was during my encounters with students at Columbia Journalism School. It was only 12 to 1. No matter how you cut it, the White House briefing room does not look, sound, or register to vote like America. I'm not surprised. I am surprised, though. I would have thought it would be more like 24 to nothing rather than 12 to 1. 844-500-4242. I guess the one would be Peter Ducey. There's a good column in the New York Post by David Marcus. Joe's a lost cause. No plan, no hope for Biden, say blunt lefties. For Joe Biden, the calls are now coming from inside the House. On a volatile group chat of left-leaning celebs and Biden apparatchiks, CNN reports that anger was in the air. Will and Grace star Deborah Messing was apparently yelling that there was no point in voting. She was fed up. When you've lost Deborah Messing. Meanwhile, former Obama political guru David Axelrod said the administration looks out of control. Democrats had hoped the dramatic reversal of Roe v. Wade last month would be a boon to their prospects in November. That would light a fire under their voters and drive them to the polls. But so far, the fire from the left is directed at the White House itself. The administration was caught flat-footed when the decision dropped. Aides were literally out getting coffee, leading to the president's weak and widely panned remarks. Does he have a plan? Spoiler alert for those who don't pay attention to Afghanistan, Build Back Better, COVID, or any other bungle task. I would add baby formula. Tampons? He doesn't. Any economist who says the president shouldn't do anything on the economy should be fired, snipes an incensed Rep. Ro Khanna, Democrat, California. They can be at a think tank, they can be a professor, but they shouldn't be at the White House. I'll tell you another thing they shouldn't be is a CEO of any kind of corporation. NBC reports another House Democrat saying of his party's president, his numbers are in the toilet. Whatever he's doing is not working. With friends like those, .. Republicans have long considered Joe Biden as an over-the-hill, vacuous politician. So I guess it's something the Democrats finally realize it too. Members of his own party literally laugh when asked if he's running again in 2024. Seeing the Democrats fruitlessly beg Biden to do something would be a get-the-popcorn moment for conservatives if we weren't paying for his incompetence in other ways. He won't do what it takes to rein in inflation or build up oil production to lower gas prices. What is most this is David Marcus in the New York Post. What is most astounding about this administration is how absolutely impervious it is to popular sentiment. No matter how bad it gets, nobody's fired, nothing pivots. It's like an incompetent rock of Gibraltar, unmoved and unmoving. Does anyone care as Brandon yells, or do they just hand him some ice cream and get on with destroying the nation? Biden has never had a solid base of voters who love him. A Monmouth poll now has 88% of Americans saying we are on the wrong track. 88%. That's unheard of. And the people saying we are on the right track might just have a broken GPS. The bottom line is that Biden is operating without a net, and nobody around him seems particularly interested in catching him as he falls. Because I don't think it matters if you catch him. There's nothing you could do. He's non-compos mentis, not of sound mind.
Would you like to hear KJP responding to that?
That piece?
The latest numbers there.
That 88%?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why do you think it is that 88% of people in this country polled by Monmouth think the country is on the wrong track?
So I'll say this. The president understands what the American people are going through. He understands that gas prices are high because of Putin's tax hike, because of the brutal war that Putin has taken on in Ukraine. and their brave fight to fight for their democracy. That's what we're seeing here. And also the food insecurity, the food cost has skyrocketed. And that's why the president has done everything that he can to blunt those high prices.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. He feels your pain. He feels your pain. When it, in 6 months from now, he'll be telling everyone to be put a, be sure to put on an extra sweater in your house if you can't afford to heat your home in the winter chill.
And well, apparently he has a secret plan to fight inflation.
But again, we understand what the American people are feeling. We're doing everything that we can. We have a plan. Here's the thing. We have a plan. Republicans do not have a plan. What they want to do is take away rights from the American people.
Long story short, you're going to be reading a bit today about your secret plan to fight inflation.
A secret plan. A secret plan. How many secret plans? Can we have that cut of Joe Biden from the 2020 campaign about his plan to do something about COVID? Is this another plan like that plan? Can we have that? I don't see it. Where is it here?
I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
And more deaths. And anyone who presides over 220,000 deaths should resign as president of the United States. That's what he said. That's his own words. 844-500-4242. There's a last paragraph in this David Marcus column. There was a point when Biden could have adjusted. He could have admitted that the border is a crisis. He could have stopped his pricey war on fossil fuels. He could have pushed back on the excesses of lefty wokeness instead of calling half the country bigots for wanting to protect women's sports. But he didn't, and that time has passed. It as is as if he has been standing in cement for 2 years, and it has finally dried. Joe Biden's presidency now sleeps with the fishes. Well put. 844-500-4242. Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to just leak out and their brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids in digestion. The energy from food is more effective, brain fog clears up, and that afternoon fatigue will disappear. Balance 7 is the answer. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. No side effects. You're just a sip away from enjoying the food you love with Balance 7. When you wake up in the morning, are your joints stiff? Do you often wonder how bad your body is going to feel as the years go by? Balance 7 reduces the acid buildup in the body, and in 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean more pain. Use Balance 7. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. In just 3 days, you'll feel the benefits of Balance 7. If you're not satisfied, they offer a money-back guarantee. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, you should give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com. That's balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you will save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039 and don't forget code Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order today. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr. Howie Carr is back.
I love my pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results? thus far.
Are you saddened or gladdened that crooked FBI bosses James Comey and Andrew McCabe were singled out for IRS audits under Trump?
I am gladdened more than somewhat.
Unchanged all day, 95% say they're gladdened.
Yes, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call here today. And there's, you know, I think we're not getting nearly enough attention being paid to all of this scam, all of these scams that are going on in the COVID relief program. It just never bleeping ends. A Missouri Republican state representative has resigned days after being convicted of 22 federal charges, the majority of those offenses being linked to a $900,000 COVID-19 fraud scheme operated through medical clinics and a nonprofit at the onset of the panic in 2020. State Rep. Tricia Durgis stepped down Friday. She was convicted on June 28th by NF after a federal jury trial. She's 64, and she says on her internet that she's a physician. Actually, she's an assistant physician. I guess that means a physician's assistant, where she claims to be a medical doctor and an entrepreneur. Meanwhile, Boston, a Wynnum man was charged today in connection with a scheme to obtain Paycheck Protection Program, PPP funds, made available under the CARES Act by submitting false applications. James Joseph Cohen, 59, was charged and has agreed to plead guilty to one count of bank fraud. He is alleged to have fraudulently obtained approximately $1.2 million in pandemic relief funds based upon the false submissions. And he pleads guilty to one count of bank fraud? How many banks would you have to rob to get $1.2 million? Does he do any time? I mean, it says technically the charge of bank fraud provides a sentence of up to 30 years in prison, 5 years of supervised relief. But he's not going to do anywhere near that. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, illegal aliens in the news. An Oaxaca, Mexico man was arrested Wednesday morning after being sought for the past 6 years following his indictment in a conspiracy to file fraudulent federal income tax returns. Claudio Juarez was arrested at his residence in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He was charged in a conspiracy in 2016 to file false claims, wire fraud, and theft of more than $1,000. He ran a tax return preparation business. In other words, he told them how to probably, if this is like most illegal aliens, how to get fake earned income tax credits. They all have 20-30 dependents, and the IRS never checks on them, you know, because they're members of protected classes like those heroin dealers in Berkshire County. During the investigation, more than $1 million in cash was seized in several late model luxury automobiles and 11 Nashville properties. Most of the individuals charged, including Claudio Juarez, the guy they just captured, were in the U.S. illegally. He allegedly cashed fraudulent checks and dealt in fake documents such as W-2s. There it is. That's what you need to get your earned income tax credits, which are not earned, and they're not tax credits because you don't pay any taxes. But it's income. One out of four ain't bad. He evaded arrest. Now he was working as a tax preparer in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Just a couple of stories here. Remember Alex Berenson? He's been on the show before. He's written a number of thrillers, bestsellers. A former New York Times reporter. He was an outspoken outspoken critic of much of the world's response to COVID-19 pandemic, the panic. He was banned from Twitter for speaking the truth. His Twitter account was reinstated yesterday. That's good. Congratulations, Alex. About time. You should have been pulled in the first place. You see a story last week about a hate crime that was committed in Bellevue, Washington. A church, a Catholic church, St. Louis Catholic Church. The church's surveillance camera caught the suspect smashing and spray painting an estimated $10,000 worth of damage at this church and its school. And then the suspect, when he was confronted by a church employee, the individual lunged toward him, said the priest at the church, tried to hit him with a rock, and he was able to dodge that rock, and then he lunged toward him and spray painted him on the right side of his face. And when they booked this guy, you should see his picture. They're not sure if they said in court, we're not sure if this guy is a man or a woman. But they were sure about one thing, Taylor. He was intoxicated when he attacked the Catholic church and he attacked the employee of the church.
It's everybody the same way.
Is it my imagination, or are we having more problems here with the guy at the Rentham Mall? Who was dressed up as a woman, the guy in Highland Park who was dressed up as a woman, the guy in Bellevue, Washington, they don't know if he's a man or a woman. Is it just me? Here's some good news, though. This is a really, there are some good kids out there. A Mississippi high school student is being lauded after he heroically rescued three teenage girls whose vehicle plunged into the river, and a police officer who was also trying to save them. This was on the Pascagoula River in Mississippi in the early morning hours of Sunday. Corian Evans just happened to be at the right place at the right time as the vehicle drove straight into the river off the boat launch. Evans, who'd been swimming since he's 3 years old, without hesitation jumped in to rescue the girls. I was like, I can't let none of these folks die. They need to get out of the water, so I just started getting them. I wasn't even thinking about nothing else. God bless him. God bless Corey and Evans, 16. 844-500-4242. Apparently, speaking of Highland Park, the shooter has admitted that he's big into weed. And again, this is a recurring pattern.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, like the guy in Uvalde, who also, by the way, had certain gender-bending habits, like using eyeliner. 844-500-4242. I want to read you this story. It's about the dissenting decision on the EPA regulations. The Supreme Court swatted down the Environmental Protection Agency's attempts to just regulate by bureaucratic fiat all the emissions from coal and gas-powered plants. And because they said the EPA has no mandate from Congress. There's been no legislation passed by Congress, signed into law by the executive, giving them the authority to mandate emissions. And so the dissent was written by Elena Kagan. She's one of these Harvard types. You know, she used to be the dean of the Harvard Law School. She was the Solicitor General of the United States, which is a pretty important job. That's the person in charge of arguing the government's positions in the Supreme Court. And as Francis Minton in the Manhattan Contrarian says, you need to be really smart to do that job. So you'd think if you're looking for the very smartest of the smart, there would be no one better to look at than Elena Kagan. That is, you would be incorrect if you look at this decision that she wrote, or this dissent that she wrote. So she's quoting the Earth. She says the Earth is now warmer than at any time in the history of modern civilization. She just states that as a fact. If the current rate of emissions continues, she continues in this apocalyptic vein, children born this year could live to see parts of the eastern seaboard swallowed by the ocean.
Do you believe that?
Plymouth Rock is still above water, so.
Where does that come from, says the writer Francis Minton. It comes from an amicus brief, friend of the court, submitted by all of six people calling themselves climate scientists. The leader is one Michael Oppenheimer of Princeton, a charlatan if ever there was one. This is no more than a wild and unsupported scary prediction designed to frighten the unsophisticated, like Elena Kagan. Oppenheimer has been peddling this nonsense for decades. Oppenheimer first became famous for his apocalyptic sea level rise predictions back in 1988. So he's been at this for a long time. When he and fellow alarmist James Hansen appeared at a June 23rd hearing of the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources that many credit for getting the climate scare ball rolling. At that hearing, Oppenheimer was relatively modest in his predictions of doom. Here's a quote. The increase in global temperature causes a concomitant rise in global sea level as ocean water expands and land ice melts. Global mean temperature will likely rise at about 6/10 of a degree Fahrenheit per decade and sea level at about 2.5 inches per decade over the next century. These rates are 3 to 6 times recent historical rates. That was totally absurd. The observed rate in areas without rising or subsiding land is approximately 4 inches per century, about 15% of what Oppenheimer predicted. Shortly after that hearing, Hansen upped the ante. He gave an interview to a journalist named Bob Rice, where Rice quoted him making the following prediction for 20 years out. This is 2008. The West Side Highway, that runs along the Hudson River in Manhattan, will be underwater, and there will be tape across the windows across the street because of high winds, and the same birds won't be there. The trees in the median strip will change. That's all nonsense. Balderdash. Here's another Oppenheimer. This is the guy that from Princeton that Elena Kagan was citing as her authority. Here's another prediction of environmental apocalypse. This is from 1990. By 1995, again, this is 27 years ago. By 1995, the greenhouse effect would be desolating the heartlands of North America and Eurasia with horrific drought causing crop failures and food riots. By 1996, the Platte River of Nebraska will be dry while a continent-wide black blizzard of prairie topsoil will stop traffic on interstates, strip paint from houses, and shut down computers. The Mexican police will round up illegal American immigrants surging into Mexico seeking work as field hands. This is the predictions of the guy that Elena Kagan is quoting as her expert on why the EPA should be given a free hand to do whatever the hell they pleased. Oppenheimer's prediction that parts of the East Coast will be swallowed is not a fact. It is just wild and unsupported assertions in an amicus brief from a guy with a history of wild and unsupported alarmist climate predictions that have proven completely false. But Justice Kagan asserts this as a key part of her main argument as to why EPA must be given the latitude to shut down all coal and natural gas power plants. The basic thought process here is allow yourself to get scared into superseding all critical thinking and responding with crazed overreaction. You may have noticed the same kind of thought process informing the work of our health authorities during the COVID panic. But those were also, they weren't Supreme Court justices, but they were also mostly people of seemingly high intelligence and with fancy academic pedigrees. It seems that the smarter a person is, or at least is measured by our conventional criteria, the more likely that person is subject to this approach to problems. That is a really good piece. 844, that's in the Manhattan Contrarian by Francis Minton. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, there's a thing called SAR, Suspicious Activity Reports. These are encountered by banks and transmitted to the Treasury when they see shaky transactions. As it turns out, there are 150, that's 150, shaky transactions, suspicious, i.e., by the Biden crime family. Okay? Now,
where'd you get this? Where is this? I missed this. Where did this come out?
Yeah, I heard this on Tucker yesterday, and I believe Jesse Waters as well. What it is then the Congress can actually ask for, I assume it includes senators as well, can ask for these reports, but Yellen is not releasing them. She says she's only going to release them if the Democrats want them to.
Guess what, Nick? When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's the reporting the banks. Once the Republicans take control of the House, they can subpoena all these witnesses. They can at least begin to ask the right questions about all these suspicious transactions by the Biden crime family. I'm not going to say that they're actually going to put any of them behind bars or anything like that, but they can at least conduct some of these hearings. They don't even have to be show trial hearings like the Democrats are conducting on January 6th. They could be legit hearings. Thanks for the call, Nick. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, whenever anyone talks about global warming, I always bring up the name of one of your guests you've had on a few times, Dr. Richard Lindzen. So
yes.
I always mention to people, have you ever heard of MIT? And you know, whenever people talk about global warming, and I say, well, this guy was the head of the atmospheric science and meteorological department at MIT, so he must know what he's talking about. And he always says the global warming people are just failed scientists who want government funding because they can't get a tenured position at a university.
I think he's absolutely right. You know what? They accuse this guy. He's a funny guy. He's an older guy now, and he listens to the show sometimes. And he says, I asked him one time, you know, I'm just reading this story. They say you're making millions of dollars. Big oil is paying you millions of dollars to help destroy the planet. You know what he said, Johnny? He said, I wish. He laughed. He thought it was hilarious. I mean, they just make stuff up, like this guy Oppenheimer. Just make crap up and throw it. And it's quoted in a dissent by this woman who's supposedly a brilliant jurist. She's a nut. She might as well be putting up a sign in her front yard saying Black Lives Matter not on our watch. She's just a liberal lunatic. Thanks for the call, Johnny. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to make sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You could have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning Auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming, so don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all I've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
That column is worth reading at some length and just savoring it from the Manhattan Contrarian. by Frances Menton. She just took an amicus brief. Anyone can file those. And just it was filed by some charlatan, as Frances Menton, the author, put it. And she just cribbed from it like she was writing a 10th grade science report. And she just, stumbled upon a magazine and decided to lift some stuff out of the magazine and cited it as holy writ. And like it was settled science. And you see, the guy has been making these outlandish, crackpot, lunatic predictions for decades. And nothing has ever come to pass. And she's citing him. And she's a brilliant jurist. She went to Harvard, you know. Oh, yeah. Harvard. Must be smart, right? Charlie Parker went to Harvard, too. And he shut down the state for no reason. 844-500-4242. Heather, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Heather.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to tell you that my adult son just showed me a video on Daily Mail of Hunter Biden in 2019 floating at a rehab pool in Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Smoking crack, masturbating, and reaching for a white claw.
Yes, I saw that. Or I looked at the stills. I didn't want to delve into the video. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? That and that was, he was borrowing money from his father, and his father, who, again, this is a few years after he left office, but as president or as senator or as vice president, he never made more than senator more than $160,000-$170,000 a year. As vice president, he maybe made $250,000, and he suddenly got $75,000 to wire to his crack-addled alcoholic son who owes alimony and tuitions and rehab fees. And it's really disgraceful. I know. I've just looked at this report that the previous caller was talking about, this from the Washington Examiner. Republican says Treasury restricting access to suspicious activity reports on Hunter Biden. This is James Comer, Republican of Kentucky. I write to you. This is to Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, requesting information regarding Hunter Biden and other Biden associates and family members' financial transactions flagged by U.S. banks for reporting to the Federal Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, through suspicious activity reports, SARs, S-A-Rs. That's what he was talking about, suspicious activity reports. But they're saying, the Treasury is saying that they will not give this over to Republicans unless Democrats join in the request. And I dare say no Democrats will ever join in the request. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. I just like to say you had one gentleman from MIT who poo-pooed the global warming. And I think the other name you have to always include when you, it's the only name you really need to know, is John Kerry being the climate czar, as how foolish global warming is.
Yeah, I know. I know, Bob. You know, the first thing I want the Republicans to do when they subpoena John Kerry to come in, and he probably won't come in, he'll resign. If climate change is so important, when was the last time you took the ferry over to Martha's Vineyard, Senator Kerry, Secretary Kerry, climate czar Kerry? I'm Howie Carr.